USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio cries foul.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee, you pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Those comments yielded no reaction from Democrat Elijah Cummings, who chairs the committee. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump says without a question about legal citizenship added to the 2020 census, the count will be a waste of money. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump went on Twitter to state, "Can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the important citizenship question? Over 250,000 people have applied for temporary positions as census takers." Tim Olson of the Census Bureau tells us about the pay.
Pay rates range from $13.50 to $30 per hour, depending on where you live. Field employees are reimbursed for official mileage and receive all the equipment and training needed for their job.
I'm John Clemens.
Yesterday, Republican Representative Terry Collins announced that she's filing a bill that would overturn Roe v. Wade. She wants to ban all abortions in Alabama within 2 weeks of conception. The legislation was filed today and, if passed, could allow for murder charges related to the killing of a fetus. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Tuesday is the artificial deadline set by House Democrats for Attorney General William Barr to turn over the full Mueller report. Six committee members have signed a letter requesting the unredacted report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian election interference, saying that it was urgently needed for their constitutional duties to be performed. I had a chance to sit down and chat with George Papadopoulos. He's author of a new book titled Deep State Target, How I Got Caught Up in the Crosshairs of a Plot to Bring Down President Trump. He agrees with the Democrats, but for a completely different reason.
I don't think they understand that what they're wishing for is going to end up hurting them. And that's actually why I've been all for full transparency, because I understand that this entire thing was a fabrication. It was a disinformation operation targeted at both the campaign and America for the last 2 years. So any report that anyone read about Russia, in fact, was not about Russia. It was about various other Western intelligence operatives that were engaged with the campaign. So I advocate for the full transparency of the for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was. And, the more the Democrats are pounding their fist to get it out there, the happier it makes me, because I don't think they understand what's in that report.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.